The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because the little one is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." The Gospel of the Lord. My dear friends in the Lord, I'm happy to be in your midst to celebrate this Holy Mass with you in this your beautiful church. I am honored to be here today for mission appeal on behalf of my religious order. First of all, I thank your pastor, Father Abbot Bahut, and his associate, Father Andrew Hirschfrank. I also would like to thank Monsignor Clement, the pastor emeritus. I thank also Monsignor Fleming, the director of mission in the Catholic Archdiocese of Los Angeles. And above all, I would like to thank the beloved parishioners of this wonderful parish, the Holy Family Parish in South Pasadena, for giving me the opportunity to share the love of God with you on this special day. I am Father Anselm Ibe, a member of the Religious Order of Sons of Mary, Mother of Mercy, and by the special grace of God, I serve as regional superior, or rather the leader of my Religious Order of Sons of Mary, Mother of Mercy, here in the United States of America. I reside in a rectory at St. Lucie Catholic Church in Long Beach, California. I work as a chaplain at St. Mary's Medical Center in Long Beach, California. Before I begin to share my reflection with you today, I would like to talk about, briefly, about my Religious Order of Sons of Mary, Mother of Mercy. Our Religious Order of Sons of Mary, Mother of Mercy, is the first indigenous male religious congregation founded by an African in West Africa. In this religious family, we are now about 53 years old since the founding of this religious family. In other words, this religious family of Sons of Mary, Mother of Mercy, is older than me. Right here in the country, we have about 27 priests working in different dioceses within the country. Our courage is to bear witness to God's mercy. We are the bearers of God's mercy, and we follow the footsteps of Jesus, the merciful Savior, and Mary, the Mother of Mercy. We are devoted to our Blessed Mother, our Mother of Mercy, in a special way. And we practice God's mercy through compassion, kindness, and forgiveness. Our charity as a religious order is reflected in what we do, our apostolate. We work in parishes, we teach in schools, we serve as chaplains in hospitals and also in prisons. And above all, we take care of the poor and needy in our society. Having said that, I'm really happy, honored to say this Mass for you in this your beautiful church. In the first reading today, our charism as a religious order of Sons of Mary, Mother of Mercy, is reflected in a powerful way. The woman, as we saw in the first reading today, was kind, loving, compassionate towards the man of God, Prophet Elisha. And I believe, my dear friends, life is not about what we can take from others, but also about what we can give to others as well. The woman in the first reading today was very kind to the prophet. The prophet never asked for her compassion. The prophet never asked for her love. The prophet never asked for her kindness and generosity. The woman on her own decided to be loving, compassionate towards the man of God. Remember, the man of God never opened his mouth or made any request to this woman in the first reading today. But my own will be different. I'm here to ask for your support. I'm here to ask for your prayers on behalf of our religious order of Sons of Mary, Mother of Mercy. And I believe, my dear friends, life is about what we can do for others. And again, life is about what others can do for us as well. Life is a two-way traffic. And I believe God has a way of loving, caring, supporting, and blessing us, especially in our moment of need. The encounter between the man of God and the woman in the first reading today was never by chance. It was designed by God that two of them should cross each other's path. There is joy in giving. There is joy in showing compassion to others. There is joy in helping another person. On behalf of my religious order of Sons of Mary, Mother of Mercy, we ask for your support to train our seminaries, to train our seminarians in different seminaries in our mission places in Nigeria. I'm here to ask for your support to build more schools for our students, especially those that come from poor families in our mission areas in Nigeria. My dear friends, God's ways can be very difficult to understand. There is no way we can understand the ways of the Lord. God works in mysterious ways. And that is why the first reading today, the message therein, is very, very powerful. God brought the prophet of God, Elisha, and the woman together so that they could be a blessing for each other. I believe my coming here today, I am a blessing to you, and you are a blessing to me. Together we are called to be a blessing to one another. The woman and the husband in the first reading today gave from their heart without expecting anything in return. Because of their generosity, the prophet of God became a blessing to them. Remember, they never expected anything in return. They were, being kind and compassionate to the man of God. In other words, they became the compassionate face of God for the man of God. They became the loving face of God for the man of God. And today we are called to be a loving face of God to one another. In our relationship with one another, we are called to be a loving face of God. And so, my dear friends, because of their generosity, the prophet became a blessing to them. And God blessed the woman and her husband with a son which they never had through the prophet's intercession. God remembers and rewards every good deed we did for others. We celebrate the goodness of the Lord whenever we reach out and touch someone's life. Because of our love, because of our care, because of our generosity towards others, the Lord will always stand with us in our own moment of need. So, my dear friends, in the second reading today, we saw the same message. St. Paul gave us a good lesson about the sacrificial love of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, our Savior. According to the teaching of the church, through our baptism, we are not only buried with Christ, but also raised to new life with Him. Giving is sacrifice. Christ has given us a perfect example about giving. He gave His life so that we could be reconciled with His Father through His death. And I believe Jesus' death is an expression of His sacrifice for you, for me, for all of us. His love for us is sacrificial. And that is why watching other people succeed as a result of our effort, as a result of our effort and help, is sacrifice. Great things in this life come with great sacrifice. To be a good mother requires sacrifice. To be a good grandmother requires sacrifice. To be a priest requires sacrifice. To sing in the choir, they can tell you better, requires sacrifice. To be a Eucharistic minister requires sacrifice. Do not forget, this is very, very important. Great things in this life come with great sacrifice. In this journey called life, we take others along with us. We are made to be a blessing to one another. Let that blessing begin from our families, beyond our communities. We are made to be a blessing to one another. And that is why in this journey of life, we take others along with us. Life is not only about us. Life is not only about you, about our families. It's about all of us, because we are involved in the same humanity. Giving people reasons to find joy in themselves, giving people reasons to be happy in what they do, is the best way to celebrate the goodness of God in our lives. This is very, very important. In the gospel today, we saw the same message. Christ says to you and I, Take up your cross and follow me. This is an invitation. It's not optional. It is a command from the Lord. Take up your cross and follow me. Very, very important. According to the teaching of the church, a cross is a symbol of pain, a symbol of suffering, and a symbol of death. Christ carried his own cross. Suffering does not define who we are. Beyond the cross of Christ, there is joy, peace, and salvation. And that is why Christ is also a symbol of joy, peace, and salvation. For us to enjoy what we are enjoying today, Christ had to die for peace to reign, for us to be reconciled with his Father. Remember when Christ was carrying his cross on the way to Golgotha, someone helped Jesus carry his own cross. Simeon of Cyrene helped Jesus to carry his own cross. Therefore, today, my dear friends, we are called to help someone carry a cross. Let this carrying of cross begin from our families and beyond our families. We should not only identify with Christ when things are going on well in our lives, but also when things are going so tough. Regardless of our situation, the promise of God does not change. He says, I will be there for you. In your moment of need, in your moment of suffering, I will never abandon you. I believe in that, and I believe all of us do. And that is why, my dear friends, Christian love is not only what we say with our mouth, but also what we do on a daily basis. For example, if you see a homeless person, and you say to the person, may God bless you, but that person is in need of your help, that your support, that your blessing is not complete. Or if you see somebody in need of your help, and you say to the person, I will pray for you, and behold, you have the resources to alleviate the suffering of this person, you have not put your love in action. In other words, we are called to be a loving face of Jesus in our relationship with one another, starting from our family and beyond our families. Very, very important. And that is why, my dear friends, on behalf of my religious order of Sons of Mary, Mother of Mercy, I sincerely solicit for your support, financial support. Your support will help train our seminarians in different seminaries in Nigeria. The cost of seminary training is too expensive nowadays. We have about 76 major seminarians undergoing priestly training in different seminaries in Nigeria. We need your support. We need your prayers. And that is what this mission appeal is all about. And when these candidates become priests, they will be sent out for mission work, even here in the United States of America and also around the world. We need your support to train these seminarians who are eager to become priests at the end of the day. Your financial support will also help us build more schools and classrooms in different mission communities in Nigeria. And these schools we are building will benefit children, especially from poor families who hardly have the opportunity to enjoy and celebrate some of the good things in life, especially quality education, conducive learning environment, and well-trained teachers. We really need your financial support to complete classrooms which are still under construction. And also, with your support today, my dear friends, we'll be able to offer scholarship to indigent children who are from poor homes and who have nobody to help them to achieve their dreams. Your help today, your support today, will make a difference in their lives. Right now, my dear friends, there are pink envelopes in the pews. Please grab one, put in your donation. If you are not prepared today to give donation, you can pick an envelope and send to the envelope to the parish before 1 week, before 1 week or this coming week. We really need your support. And I'd like you to know, my dear friends, we do what we do as missionaries because of your love, because of your prayers, because of your generosity, because of your financial assistance. Remember, no amount is too small. Any amount we give will make a difference in the life of the beneficiaries of your support. The pink envelopes will be used for our mission appeal today. May God bless you. May God bless your families as you support our religious order of Sons of Mary, Mother of Mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.